For May the 25th, 2021, this is Tabota Talks Games, episode 212. Last week, I talked about my Issikis Chariot decks. We're talking Magic the Gathering Arena, as per usual. And this week, I've been playing around with a bunch of different types of decks. I put together a deck I called Undying, which is basically it's a magecraft, I guess. Not so much magecraft, really. Actually, it does have a bit of magecraft. It has Sigmar Witches. But it's another one of the Exodus Auric Overlord decks. I was playing around with that. I don't know. It's a pretty fun deck to play. The whole point of the deck is that I'd have get some more additional value out of all my cards. So the main goal is to have Exodus in play, and Exodus is a 2/4 legendary creature, human warlock, for one and a white, black. The reverse side has a sorcery, which is also comes into play, but where you can sacrifice any number of creatures. For each creature you sacrifice, you reduce the cost of the sorcery by 2, and the base cost is 6 and a red and a black. And when you cast it, the opponent sacrifices a creature, and you get a 3/6 token creature that, when it attacks, it does 3 damage to the opponent. So a pretty powerful effect. But this deck isn't really focused on that. I've previously tried to use that token with the Issikis Chariot decks to varying degrees of success. But this is more focused on the front side, the Exodus side. So the idea is, this is a double strike creature, 2/4 creature, which has magecraft, and the magecraft reads that whenever you cast or copy an instant or sorcery spell, return target non-legendary creature card from your graveyard to your hand. So I wanted a bunch of creatures in here that that I could play kind of loose and fast and loose with, because I'm expecting to get them back. Also, I wanted creatures that have some kind of ETB effects. I mean, this does put them back in my hand, but still, it's a good thing to have some sort of creature which is also does something more. Of course, also, a few adventure creatures as well, so I get the sorcery to or instant to trigger the magecraft. So that was the main idea, and I wanted to stick with the three colors that the Exodus uses. So the Exodus itself has white and black, and then there's the red and black on the reverse side. So I wanted to go with a Mardu deck. So I put in 4 Giant Killers in here. Really good cheap card that will both trigger the magecraft and then be a creature that I can get back so I can use it again. I put in Cling to Dust, 2 of those. For one thing, it's a cheap instant that can trigger the magecraft, but also it's a good heart to have against rogue decks. So that can be really handy. I have two eye twitches in here. Those are mainly to get to the learn board, so I can get hold of some extra instances and sorceries. I put in one spike field hazard instead of one of the instead of mountain, just because I don't need most of these cards are fairly cheap, so by the time I have four or five lands, I'm pretty good, much good to go. And six, I guess, or seven, even seven, I can do with. But around five or six, I can be. I don't really need all the lands. So if I pick the spike field hazard at that point, I can use it as the instance instead. Two professors of symbology on the way to get at that Learnborn board. Three null priests of oblivion. These are mainly here so I can get my Exodus back when it dies. And of course it'll bring back any other cards that I might want to bring back as well. And that's kind of the reason I want the ETB effects as well, because Null Priest puts them onto the battlefield and onto your hand, so you're not casting your adventure creatures, for instance, if you bring one of those back, so you don't get the additional spell. So that's the reason for that. I had two Midnight Orders in here, so that's another adventure creature. Also, that has that sorcery, the Alert Fate or Alter Fate. Is it Alter? Alter, is that a correct spelling? Alter. Well, Alter Fate, which allows you to return a creature from your graveyard to your hand. Another way to get back the Exodus, or if I need something else, I can get back the Null Priest, for instance, and then cast that later on. I have one Valky in here. It's good for the early game to disrupt the opponent, and then I can bring it back and then use it for the reverse for the Planeswalker if the opportunity emerges. Two elite spellbinders to another more disruption of the opponent's hand, and flyers is always good to have. I have one Mila Crafty Companion. This card reads it's a 2/3 legendary fox creature that costs one and white. And it reads, when an opponent attacks one or more planeswalkers you control, put in a loyalty counter on each planeswalker you control. Whenever a permanent you control becomes a target of a spell or ability an opponent controls, you may draw a card. So this is mainly in here for the second ability. But also for the reverse side, which is Luka, allowing you to get out, dig into your library some as well. I don't remember exactly what this Luka says. I can't see the card here, the reverse side. But mainly, it's to get at your creatures in your library, I think, if I remember correctly. Anyway, I have four Skyclave Apparitions, another ETB creature, great for taking out those early to mid game permanents. Three Aghanim's Awakening here also functions as a land or to bring back your creatures if and when the opportunity arises. It's a good thing that most of my creatures are fairly cheap, so just playing Aghanim for six can get you back maybe a Bonecrusher Giant, a Valky maybe, and an Eye Twitch, something like that. Pretty good. For Exodus, of course, Auric Overlord. I have two Wandering Archaic, which I put in late, and I haven't really decided how I feel about it yet. It's good because it's a colorless creature, so it just costs five generic, and it's a 4/4 avatar. It reads, when an opponent casts an instant or sorcery spell, they may pay two. If they don't, you may copy that spell, and you may choose new targets for the copy. So, pretty irritating thing to run into, I guess. I've only had the opportunity to use it once or maybe twice. Usually, the opponent has the extra mana on hand, but it does disrupt them some more in their play. So that's also useful. I have one Emir's Call. Again, late in the game, you can create a couple of angels, and otherwise, it's just a white land. Four Blight Climb Pathways with the reverse, whatever it's called. I don't remember exactly in right now, but white and black land. Three Plains, four Blightstep Pathway, which is that black and red, or red in reverse. One Swamp for Needle Verge Pathways, so the red and white. And four Savvy Triumphs. So, on play, in the play queue, I've had good success with this deck. 68% win rate, 17 to 8. So, really crushing it. Although, since you're kind of paired up with decks of a similar, I don't know how it actually works, but they tend to match you up with decks with similar content in some way. But playing in Platinum League, I've only have 44% win rate, 11-14. so not doing at all as well. I guess just looking at my stats here, I've met most different types of decks, different variants of colors. But I've only played like one match against most of them. The only ones I have several against are three against mono white, and then there I've won 3-2, and Golgari or what's that? It's called Wither Bloom. I have a 2-1 rate. So against the ones that I've played several, the stats are pretty good. I guess I have a 1-2 against mono red, so that's not very good, and a 0-3 against Dimir. Of course, it's a rogue, so this deck doesn't really work against rogues, it seems. And that can be an issue. So after messing around with the Undying deck, I started looking at some other things. I last Friday for the Friday Night Magic, whatever it's called, FNM at home. There was I don't know what they call those, but you can only play with commons and uncommons. So I put together a mono white deck that I called Fight with Light. And it's a fairly cheap and fast deck. It's another Giant Ox and the Colossal Plow deck, which I really like doing. I have done a bunch of them, but this one turned out to be extremely effective. I won very handily and quickly. So I wanted to mess around with it some more. So when I was free of the restrictions of uncommon commons, I realized really quickly that this could very easily become a Lurrus deck. I think I pretty much only had cards that cost two or less. So it was I just threw in Lurrus as a companion, put in Shadow Spear, two of those, and I replaced, I don't remember what I placed. I can probably look here. see what I did. See if I have any, if I can see what I did to change the deck. It doesn't seem like it recorded that. Not the changeover. But anyway, I put in four Giant Killers and Leonin Lightscribe, which is a new Strixhaven card. I just have one at the moment. It's a 2/2 Cat Cleric for one and a white. It has Magecraft that reads, whenever you cast a copy an instant or sorcery spell, creatures you control get +1/+1 until end of turn. So I put in that. I replaced some of the planes with Demirios Call. Put in four of those. Those are really good to have with the Ox. With the Plow, rather. And I put in three copies of Hall of Oracles, which I have for Strixhaven as well. So that's a colorless land, which you can tap for and pay one to add one mana of any color. Or you can tap it at sorcery speed to put a +1/+1 counter on a target creature. And you can activate it only if you've cast a sorcery or instant this turn. So since this is pretty much a Magecraft deck, it's a fair amount of sorceries and instances. You can, and instances is monocolored, I can have these colorless cards in here, and it doesn't really have a become a problem. So anyway, the idea is to push out a lot of cheap creatures and spells, and using the Plow, get that extra mana so I can cast some extra spells each turn. Since I'm playing with the Learn board, I have two Environmental Sciences, two Expanded Anatomy, one Reduce of to Memory, and one Spirit Summoning. So Environmental Sciences is that blue sorcery lesson, which lets you search for a basic land card, reveal it, and put it into your hand, then shuffle, and you gain 2 life. Expanded Anatomy costs 3 colorless, put 2+1/+1 counters on target creature, and it gains vigilance until end of turn. Reduced to Memory is a sorcery for 1 and white. Exile target non-land permanent. Its controller creates a 3/2 red and white spirit creature token. And Spirit Summoning, a sorcery for 1 and Boros, so that's red white, either one of those, and create a 3/2 red and white spirit creature token. The main deck has, like I mentioned, 2 Shadow Spears. It has 3 Clever Lumenancer, which is a 0/1 human wizard, and it has Magecraft, which gives the Clever Lumenancer a +2/+2 until end of turn. 2 Fairy Godmothers, or Guide Mothers. Like I said, I want a bunch of cards that'll give me extra spells, like the adventure cards do, so I have those. I have 4 Fighters 1s to save my creatures and produce the Magecraft abilities. 4 Giant Killers, 4 Colossal Plows, 4 Clarion Spirits, since I'm trying to cast more than one spell each turn. That will create a 1/1 white spirit whenever you cast your second spell each turn. And it's a 2/2 for 1 and a white. Feat of Resistance, 3 copies of that. An instant for 1 and a white. It reads, put a +1/+1 counter on target creature you control. It gains protection from the color of your choice until end of turn. Really handy to have on the Plow. Of course, so is the Fighters 1. Leonin, so Lightscribe, like I mentioned, for giant oxes. Three, Professor of Symbology to get at the learn board. Four, what's that? Sigiri Shelter, which also functions as a land, tap land, but it's also an instant for one and a white. Target creature you control gains protection from the color of your choice until end of turn. Two, Show of Confidence, another Strixhaven card, and it's an instant for one and a white. When you cast a spell, copy it for each other instant and sorcery spell you cast this turn. You may choose new targets for the copies. Put a plus one counter on target creature. It gains vigilance until end of turn. Yep, and then the four Emeria's Call, as I mentioned, the one Idyllic Grange, 12 Plains, and the three Hall of Oracles. So I had a lot of fun with this deck. I've only played a couple of matches, so I'm at 50-50 with it at the moment in ranked. I'm gonna see what I have in the play queue. Probably higher. Tends to be 67%. So I have an 8-4 win-loss there. So doing a lot better. Here I can see what I did. I switched out one clever Lumancer, two Light of Hope, and four Seasoned Hollowblades for the Giant Killers, the four Giant Killers, the Leonin Lightscribe, and two Fairy Godmothers. That was the last change I made. So this is a fun deck to play as well. Really lightweight, not too heavy on the rares and mythic rares, and you can actually do fine without them. It's a really good free to play base in this deck. So I had a lot of fun with that deck, and I kind of forgot about it the last few days. Definitely should get back and play it some more. So the third deck I was thinking about talking about, deck I just put together today, actually, I think, or no, actually, I think I put it together yesterday. It's a Abzan deck. See if I can locate it here. I decided to call it Sprint, and the point here is to try to sprint to Ugin as fast as possible, without having any spells that are just land fetching spells. I wanted things that had did something along the way as well, because those decks can be effective, but they're pretty boring when you're just spending the first three or four turns just accruing more lands, and that's all you're doing, and then just putting out your win con and seeing how that goes. So I wanted something that where you're actually doing something along the way. So I tried to put in as many as possible cards that'll have me fetch lands without, and also doing something else. So that inevitably put you in the Abzan color scheme. At least I found it to be that way. I have four Birth of Melodies in here, and four Pilgrim of Ages, for binding the old gods, for Solemn Simulacrum, and I guess those are the four cards that will fetch you lands that are in here. Since I'm fetching a lot of extra lands, I wanted the Lotus Cobra in here, so I have four of those. I also put in two Replicating Rings because, since I'm going Abzan, I decided to have Vorinclex in here. I mean, Vorinclex and Ugin is a deadly combination. If you get Vorinclex down and then your Ugin, you can just ultimate the Ugin right away. And you can get flood the board with lots of permanents, hopefully. I also have a Strixhaven Stadium, since the tokens will double on it with Vorinclex. So that's really useful. I have two Polticranus Unchained, which since it's black and green, it functions well in this deck. Also, since it works with tokens, it works well with Vorinclex. I also put in two Garruk Cursed Huntsman, another Planeswalker, and those work really well with Vorinclex. So you can ultimate this one as well and put make your Vorinclex a 9/9 with Trample. Well, it already has Trample, but anyway, a 9/9 is nice, and turning all your other little critters, like the wall, for instance, into a 3/7. Doesn't really use the Trample, but still pretty good defense, and your Pilgrim of Ages becomes a 5/4, so pretty nice little boost there. Of course, four Ugins, and then I have a bunch of basics. I have six planes, two swamps, four forests, four Fabled Passages, and then four Indatha Triome, two Branch Loft Pathways, two Dark Bore Pathways. And this deck is, it's a lot of fun to play, but I haven't done super well. I'm at 48%. So, I mean, it's almost 50-50. I have 13 wins and 14 losses. So just one match away from being at 50-50. So it's not terrible, but could be better. But it's fun to play. When it works really well. And when it doesn't, you're just kind of floundering. But I've had several matches where the opponent just gives up because they realize that this is not going their way. After a while, since you're pulling so many lands, you always have a full hand almost. And even though several of those are lands, it still looks pretty impressive, I guess, from the opponent's side. And several of your cards also have abilities, so like the Polticranus and Garruk and Ugin. So you might be spending mana. Well, actually, Garruk and Ugin, you're not spending mana, but Polticranus, I guess, you're spending mana on that as well. And the Pilgrim of Ages, it's nice to be able to get that card back as well. Even though it's on escape cost, you can pay six to bring it back to your hand. So it's nice when you have that extra mana to just be able to play it again. So yeah, this is a really fun deck to play as well. Even though the stats aren't with me, I've been messing around with a 80 card version with Yorion as well, but it became too diluted. I brought it back down, so I didn't really see any point in keeping it that way. I've made an updated version which has Eerie Ultimatum in it as well, it's the same deck. It's just a few little minor tweaks. That's pretty much it for this time.